The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
And now, episode 295, Meredith Goes Airborne.
Wait a minute. Did I just hear right? Someone jumped out of a private jet?
Yeah, you heard correctly. The Air Force said their pilot reported seeing the jet go into a stall maneuver and someone exited the plane. They're assuming that person jumped and wasn't pushed. They think they saw a parachute on his back.
They couldn't tell?
It was getting pretty dark and they hadn't quite caught up to them yet.
I know about where they bailed out.
I'm texting you the coordinates now. It's somewhere over Georgia.
Can't do anything about this now. Way too late.
First thing in the morning, we can get you on a plane to the closest airport.
I guess he bailed once he saw that the Air Force was after him.
What about the pilot and anyone else who was aboard?
They forced the plane down and apprehended the crew. From what I understand, they also found contraband aboard.
Which will help us out. They can now be charged with interstate transportation of Schedule I drugs. That means the feds can take over the case. Director Holliday is working on the details now. But we're certain we can get IDF agents to take custody.
Yeah, it would be hard to explain if these guys turned out to be aliens.
We're gonna head back. I have the coordinates now. We're gonna study the terrain before we head out tomorrow.
All I can say is shades of D.B. Cooper. In this case, he didn't have any plans to jump. So he'll be on his own out there.
Could be anywhere from downtown Atlanta to the middle of the Okefenokee Swamp.
Please, no more swamps.
Hope for the best. Maybe he landed in the exercise yard of a penitentiary. You never know.
Okay, we're off. I want to check in with forensics before we leave and see if they found anything in the car.
All right, we'll be back at the station soon.
Sounds like they can't wait to get to Georgia.
I can't really blame them. They've been chasing Meredith all over creation. They need to get to him before he can arrange transportation.
I wonder where he was headed.
I'm guessing back to D.C.
You think he's going to jump right back into the fire?
His office was linked to my two suspects, so yes, I think he's headed back. I'm hoping the crew of that jet will give up where they were headed.
As long as they're not Hongans, we should be able to determine their destination.
I hope so.
Yeah, there's nothing more we can do here. Let's head back and get a fresh start in the morning.
Morning, everyone.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Agent Simon.
So formal.
Those were my instructions from Director Cage. In a work atmosphere, I am to address you as Agent Simon.
I suppose that's better than Pa or Daddy.
I kind of like that.
Good morning, all.
Good morning, Alex. What's on the agenda for today?
I've decided that the best person to question the Russian merchant is me.
Really? Why?
I'm really the only one I trust here now, if there is a leak. I don't want to chance it being whomsoever I send.
Makes sense. Do you have anything to barter with?
We have some confiscated weapons from a raid. I'll use them.
Do you want us to follow you or go with you?
I think I need to do this alone. No need to raise suspicions.
Perhaps we should follow you and observe from afar, just in case there's a problem.
Seriously, I don't want to risk him spotting either one of you. If we can make a deal, it will have to be one-on-one.
Then what should we do?
I think it's best if you remain here and continue your investigation of the embassy personnel.
Then we'll get right to it. Good luck.
Thank you. And good luck to you in your research.
Don't you think that's rather odd?
Why do you say that?
I don't know. It just struck me as odd that he doesn't want anyone with him or to follow him.
I say we follow him. I could disguise myself as a local. He'd never see me.
To what purpose? I'm actually suggesting that Alex is the mole.
He said we are to suspect everyone. right up to the ambassador himself.
And he certainly is below the ambassador in the chain of command.
If we're going to dig into Alex's past, he'll be next to last, right before the ambassador himself. I feel confident that we'll find the spy well before then.
Agreed.
I still think we should follow him.
I tell you what, Lenora, I'll start on his files, and if I find anything suspicious, he'll go straight to the top of the list. In the meantime, you two get to it.
I don't know about you, but I'm not comfortable with this.
I know exactly how you feel, but we have a job to do. And after all, he's the senior agent here.
Senior or not, I think we need to keep an eye on Alex.
And you're basing this suspicion on the fact he wants to go alone to the market?
That, and other little things.
Such as?
Who has best access to the information being passed? Who can operate with the least suspicion?
Probably half the people here, so I suggest we get busy and go through all these files.
If you insist.
I do.
I guess, having been raised by Rage, I am overly suspicious.
Then I suggest you start with these.
Captain, we're over the first town. Only got 1,000.
Do the charts show an airfield?
These charts are so out of date, I wouldn't trust them.
Georgia, do you have any information on this settlement?
As Pilot Liam stated, the charts for this area are out of date. The latest information I have is that this used to be a mining town.
Are there any mining records available?
Stand by while I check the available records.
Gabby, Joe Mac, Marco, and Captain Tam, head to the shuttle and prepare for launch if needed.
On our way. Let's go, you motley crew.
Rock on, Cap.
Captain, checking mining records, there has not been an active mine here in 8 standard years.
Thank you, Georgia. 8 years is a long time. If they're here, I don't see how they can support themselves for very long.
I agree they couldn't sustain themselves for very long, but they could for a short stay. I think it would be a good hiding place.
Liam, do an infrared scan of the town. See if there's much of a presence here.
Roger that, Captain. Commencing scan.
Now, Georgia, what towns are beyond this one that might be more viable?
Scanning records.
Sir, I'm showing very little in heat signatures. There appears to be a few by the river.
Well, since this was a mining town, they're probably mining for whatever the old-timers missed.
Captain, I have detected one town that is still showing as being active.
Thank you, Georgia. Bridge to shuttle.
Go ahead, Bridge.
We've decided to bypass the settlement. The next one shows more promise. We can always check this one on the way back.
Okay, we'll be on standby.
Georgia, do you have any information on the next settlement?
Records show that the next settlement is the town with no name.
Really? I have that game.
A game?
It's a game Captain Rogers left for me. So, Georgia, are you saying that the next settlement has no name?
No, I am translating from their language. It means town with no name.
I still don't see very much movement down there. Do you want me to hold or head to the next town, which apparently doesn't have a name?
Proceed to the next town. Bridge to shuttle. We've decided this settlement isn't viable. We're headed to the next.
Roger that. We're headed out as well.
Well, good morning, you two. Is the restaurant district still standing?
Yeah, I'm going easy on them. I need to shed a couple of pounds.
I didn't think Hongans ever dieted. Isn't that sacrilegious for your people?
It's considered weird, but here on Earth, I'm not as active as a trained mercenary would be elsewhere.
Yeah, when you turned down the third restaurant, I almost drove off the road.
Well, you'll be happy to know that the interviews you two did yesterday with Van Buren's neighbors might have paid off.
Now, would you be talking about the packages they reported seeing on his porch?
Well, as a matter of fact, yes, I am. Director Holliday contacted the shipper and was able to get information based on counterterrorism laws.
Let me guess. He ordered new sunglasses.
Not quite. He ordered survival gear.
Survival gear?
Yep. A small tent, sleeping bag, meal kit, and assorted survival items.
Sounds to me like he's going into hiding. I don't know where he'd go around here.
Well, there's an APB out on his vehicle. We can assume he didn't head for the eastern shore. He wouldn't be able to cross the Bay Bridge without being photographed.
Yeah, that's right. They photograph every license plate that crosses. He has to be headed to western Maryland. He could get on the Appalachian Trail and just disappear.
Our only hope is if his car is found. Like I said, there's an APB out on it.
Even if it's abandoned, we would at least know what direction he headed.
Well, you know he'll have to eat. I say we canvass all of the restaurants in the area.
You have any idea how many restaurants are in the D.C. area?
No, but I'm hoping to find out.
I thought there was an ulterior motive there, Sam.
Can't blame a guy for trying.
Barnes and Merritt. Yes. Really? Where? Okay, thanks. Where will it be towed? Okay, thanks. Well, that was the Maryland State Police. They say that Van Buren's car was found at the Anne Arundel Mall.
Where is that?
It's just a few miles here across from Route 50. Now, where did they say it was being taken?
Well, it's on a rollback headed to D.C. They think it's headed to the FBI's forensics lab.
And not the CIA? Well, that's kind of odd, isn't it? Don't those two agencies always fight?
Well, in the movies and on TV they do. It's not unusual for them to work together on investigations. The FBI has an excellent lab.
Well, this raises a whole new set of questions. Why abandon the car at a shopping mall?
And one right here in our backyard. What's he doing here? There are a lot of malls around the D.C. area.
Maybe he's meeting someone here in Annapolis.
Well, the only two candidates are McMillan and Kolkoff.
My money, if I had any, is on Kolkoff. If he's in thick with McMillan, we have a whole new set of problems.
I agree with you. We need to talk to John about this.
Well, you know what this implies.
Yeah, if he's in with Kolkoff, he might be part of the Operation Ralph.
Things just keep getting better and better.
Good morning.
Morning. How do you sleep?
Eventually, I got some sleep. I had a hard time getting there, though.
Me too. Couldn't stop thinking about Meredith jumping out of that jet. I didn't think that was possible. Well, at least in that model.
I was looking online at the specs of the Cessna Citation. The engines are mounted high on the rear fuselage, and the door is a little lower than most jets. If they approach stall speed, he could hang out and brace his feet on the wing. I think it's a survivable jump.
So he just happened to have a canopy on board.
That could have been the plan all along. He had a chute stored on the plane just in case someone gave chase.
Was Meredith airborne?
No. There's very few similarities between airborne and freefall jumping. In fact, if you go to airborne school and let it slip you're a sport jumper, it'll be one miserable experience for you.
Really? Why?
Because they want to teach you how to jump the Army way. Also, they don't want you to think you're a know-it-all when it comes to jumping.
So it's a good bet that Major Meredith was or is a sport jumper.
With today's high-performance canopies, I can't see a novice jumping with one, especially out of a jet. Throw in the fact it's a night jump, and it'll be a near-suicide mission.
How would he know where he was getting out? Like we said earlier, he could be landing in downtown Atlanta. Or the swamp.
These newer aircraft are equipped with very accurate GPS instruments. He could see where they were and what kind of terrain they were over. I imagine once they realized military jets was pursuing them, he made some quick decisions.
Well, fortunately, the Air Force jets had the same instruments and we can narrow down where he bailed out.
Good morning. You don't have to wait any longer. We received precise coordinates from the Air Force.
Okay, the big question. Where did he exit the aircraft?
Port Wentworth, Georgia.
What on earth is there?
The Georgia Welcome Center. It's right on the South Carolina border next to I-95.
I'm looking at a map here. That's an odd route to take, especially if you're trying to avoid detection. If you go directly north out of Miami, it'd take you over the Atlantic. At least until you came to Charleston or Myrtle Beach.
What is the significance of that?
I think it might be because he prearranged a pickup. You're right there at the Welcome Center. There's a nice clearing right next to it. Maybe he had somebody waiting there to pick him up and head north on I-95.
That's a long shot, but quite honestly, it was my first thought. It could be the military caught up with him at the point they had designated to make the jump.
And it would make sense to jump, because they had to know that no matter where they landed, authorities would be waiting for them.
He's had all night to travel. There's probably no point in going there now.
We've sent out an APB with a photo to agencies all up and down the I-95 corridor. We'll check cameras at the Welcome Center and any cameras along the way.
I think it's pretty evident he's headed back to the D.C. area.
But why? That's where he was running from. Why go back?
Desperate times, desperate measures, maybe.
Maybe so. Or maybe he has important business in the D.C. area.
Yeah, something called Operation Ralph.
General, I have completed inventorying the expendable goods. We are in need of fresh food. These combat rations were terrible when they were fresh.
We're not here for a vacation, Guard. Hopefully the bounty hunters will give up and move on in their search for us.
Still, we have to eat. This food is disgusting. Can't we get some fresh supplies?
Yes, we can resupply in case we do have to stay longer than I anticipated. Before we go, I will contact Zardoz. I don't want him leaving this planet without us.
But we are inside a mountain. How can you get a signal to him?
On top of this mountain, near our escape hatch, is an antenna which I can extend just above the trees. Once I make the call, I can retract it.
I see. So it is undetectable.
Yes. Zardoz, do you copy?
Yes. I take it you found a place of refuge?
Yes. I have sought temporary shelter in one of my old bunkers. I will be quite safe here. How are things progressing with your flea market?
Flea market? I dare say this is no flea market, my friend. This is an enterprise. We are doing quite well. In fact, we may stay a few more sleep cycles.
That is good. We want to avoid the bounty hunters. I'm sure they followed the transponder hidden in your cargo.
We haven't seen any of them as far as I can tell. I really don't expect to see any of them. As I told you before, they won't bother me, or they would be in for a fight with the people of New Market.
I'm glad you are so confident, Zardoz. I hope you are not underestimating the one called Jofra.
He is well known to us. He is not important. He knows he is powerless here. The IDF has no presence in New Market.
But a sizable bounty on all our heads is good motivation. I'm not willing to risk capture. We can survive here indefinitely, but I would like to leave when you leave.
Then you are willing to join us in our plunders?
Not on a permanent basis. Just long enough to move on without them chasing after us.
You are welcome to stay as long as you like, General. You are welcome here.
Thank you. I must go now. We have chores to attend. I bid you goodbye.
So, we're staying here.
We will for only a short time. Then we will join Zardoz and become pirates.
What?
Don't fret, Guard. It will only be for a short time. We will find a way to mutiny his ship and take over. Then we will be well on our way to rebuilding Ridge.
Yes! Music to my ears! I hope it's sooner rather than later. Now, in the meantime, what are we going to do about getting some fresh food?
Soon we will head back to town. I know of a place where we can get fresh supplies. I'll have people around the town be on the lookout for the Mercury or any strangers roaming about.
Excellent.
A Agent Simon, I've been through all of these, and everyone is, how do you say it, squeaky clean?
I'm not having much luck either. How about you, Agent Slane?
Nothing. I think we've gone through everyone, except for Alex and the Ambassador. That leaves just a few possibilities.
Alex, the Ambassador, or someone outside of the Embassy?
I believe it has to be someone outside of the Embassy. Perhaps there is another agency involved.
Like who?
I'm not sure. Maybe someone in the local military or NATO. When word comes down to deploy, perhaps they notify the ship.
Of course, that would be if they got word far enough in advance.
Another possibility is that the Russians link the info and send a ship that is only carrying tractors and ploughs.
That's a distinct possibility. They could set up a fake shipment, the locals or NATO go after it, and the real ship with contraband sneaks through.
Still, the word would have to get here somehow. Someone on this end has to be in on it.
Then we missed something.
Yeah, Alex.
I seriously doubt the leak is coming from him. I've worked with DeLong for years. I totally trust him.
Well, neither one of us trust him, so we'll keep an open mind.
Agent Simon?
Tony. I just met with the Russian vendor.
I see. And did you have any luck?
He was quite hesitant at first, but I showed him a very nice piece from my collection.
Your collection? I didn't realise you were a collector.
Having been assigned all over the world, it's something that most people in this business end up doing. It starts with local trinkets and small memorabilia, and as in my case, escalates into major items.
So how were you received?
He was very hesitant at first. But he started to warm up when he saw some of the pieces I brought. I could tell his eyes were starting to get big. After a while, he warmed up a bit more. He still claims he doesn't have access to big items. But like Agent Slane said, I saw ammo clips and other accessories for bigger weapons.
What is your plan of action?
I gave his contact information to my dealer.
Your dealer? I don't understand.
I used the name of one of our military guards. He's quite reliable. If this vendor contacts him, we can swing into action. I'll try and set up a buy.
What do you want us to do in the meantime?
Just continue your investigation. I have a feeling that it won't be long before we hear from him.
Mercury, we're approaching the next town. We'll do a high-altitude recon turn and look for any signs of activity.
We copy. The Mercury will be at a higher altitude in a holding pattern. We'll paint the area with infrared and let you know where most of the activity is.
Roger that. We'll keep an open channel. Shuttle one out.
Oh, well, this doesn't look like a real busy town.
Well, I don't see a lot of movement, but there are a lot of buildings.
It does look like they have a nice-sized lake. This actually looks like a resort town.
Oh, I could deal with a little bit of R&R.
Yeah, rest and relaxation by the lake. And pop a few brewskis.
Right. I'm sure Joffre will agree to let us drop the search and chill by the lake.
Maybe after we take down Hanukkah and his guard. On the way back?
You know darn well that once we capture Hanukkah and his guard, we'll be chasing down Zardoz. I mean, we know right where he is, and Joffre's not going to pass up a bounty.
Well, it's worth a shot. Maybe just for a couple of hours.
Tam, do you see anything big on your map past this town?
The next town is over 200 standard miles past this one. It's mostly deep forest. According to my map, there's a mining village there.
Nah, I don't see Hanukkah going there until he has a ship and some change in his pocket.
Yeah, mining town would be the perfect place to pick up a crew, especially if most of the land has been mined out.
I was just thinking, when we take down Zardoz, that ship he's using was hijacked. I say the four of us take it over and ferry it back to Boldabar.
That's a good idea. Between it and the Mercury, we'd have a lot of space in the brigs for prisoners.
And if that ship has been written off the books, we could get a new ship.
No, I want my old ship back.
If I hear that one more time, I'm going to smack you right back into your mother's... We've been hit. Engaging fire suppression. Mayday, mayday, mayday. Shuttle 1 hit by surface-to-air missile. We're going down. Mayday.
Is this the end of the Shuttle 1 crew? Will Thornton and Scarlet be able to track Meredith? Will Alex be able to get information from the Russian merchant? And will Barnes be able to track Van Buren? Find out in the next episode, Up in Smoke.